I just got to say, it doesn't get any better than this. Local legend, radio superstar, ladies and gentlemen, Freddie Cogger is on the radio.
Well, thank you.
This is most excited I've been all morning.
Well, I know your tongue's getting in the way of your elocution over there.
I'm just so excited.
You're so excited, you can't stand it.
I can't get it out.
Pointer Sisters.
Yeah, what's going on?
It's all good, man. We're into the routine. Teaching Civil War classes. In fact, I have one tonight on the last years of Robert E. Lee over at the UNC General Alumni Association. And then, fortunately, I'm not in Clemson this weekend. I'm not in Syracuse. I used to get to drive over to Duke for Northwestern Duke.
Aha.
So I'm hoping the Heels will do well.
Aha. I can't do it. You are covering the Duke game.
Yeah, that's where the ACC network. So Tim Brandt, Dave Archer, and Rob Reichle, our producer and the crew, will be at Duke for, Northwestern's ranked.
Yeah. Should be entertaining, at least.
Oh, it will be.
And, of course, you and I talked before last week's Carolina game, and you were on the road in Syracuse. Looking on us from afar. Trying to figure out what was going on.
It sounds like Marquise Williams had a good ball game.
And, he did.
I'm glad. I mean, because I felt horrible for him down in Charlotte.
Yeah, me too.
And
Tar Heel defense pitched a shutout, for about 75% of the game. And then North Carolina A&T scored a couple of late touchdowns, and I'm glad they got a chance to do that. It was just a really good night in Kansas.
But what I'm hearing is I need to go check out the YouTube of the halftime.
Oh man, that band
with
was
the,
something.
Yeah, with the UNC band and
the North Carolina A&T.
Those guys are awesome.
Aggies, man, they were awesome.
I've got to check that out.
Yeah, they didn't have as many band members, but they were so loud. I can't figure out how they were so loud.
They really are good.
No kidding. And all the dancers and everything. It's just really incredible.
Well, that was cool they did
that. Incredible show to watch.
It was cool that they allowed it.
I thought so, too. You know what? Let's get creative today.
You want to do a trivia question?
Yeah, let's do a trivia question.
How about that?
Just for something different.
All right. Well, I'm going to do something with U.S. states.
Okay.
U.S. states.
Well, let's make it short because we're running out of time here.
Okay. We all know Alaska is the largest state in terms of square miles.
Mm-hmm.
And we know Rhode Island is the smallest state.
Right.
In terms of land area, not square miles, but land area,
right.
What's the largest state east of the Mississippi River?
East of the Mississippi.
What's the largest state in terms of land area east of the Mississippi River?
Early in the morning, you can wake up with WCHL and everything you need to know about what's happening in our local community. Hi, this is Ron Stutz. I'm your host for 3 hours a day, 6 to 9 a.m., Monday through Friday on WCHL. All your local news and sports, including exclusive coverage of Carolina and the local high schools. Traffic and weather together. The inimitable Nikki Morse, Art Chansky, Wayne Pond, Freddie Cogger, D.G. Martin. And at the top and bottom of the hour, it's CBS News. Hometown heroes, commentaries, and more on 97.9 FM and 1360 AM WCHL.
All right, Freddie Cogger, you want to know what is the largest state east of the Mississippi
in terms of land area?
Land area.
Yeah, not square miles, because square miles would include bodies of water and what have you. Just simple land area.
Yeah. Florida?
Nope, that would be one of those that if you included all the water, Florida would be bigger.
Well, then...
You're close, though.
I really don't know. Georgia?
Georgia!
Really?
That's Georgia.
Just a guess.
Georgia. Yeah, Georgia. Although Michigan, Florida, and Wisconsin are larger in terms of square miles, the key here is land area.
Right.
Take away all the water, Michigan, Florida, and Wisconsin, including their square miles. Georgia is number one in terms of greatest land area.
Okay. Something interesting to know.
Yeah, as you get on 85 or 95 and you go down in there and you go, wow, I'm in the largest state in terms of land area, man.
Yeah, that's exactly what everybody's saying as they drive through it, I'm sure.
Exactly.
Well, thank you, Freddie.
Thank you so much, and happy birthday, Bill Hayes, on this day, September 17th. And yours truly's got a big day tomorrow.
I know.